So good morning, everyone. My name is Joseph. I'll be introducing our work we have done for the Ethereum Foundation. Sorry a little bit about my voice after all these amazing events and parties. I'm a little bit little bit sick, but I'm really enjoying the conference. So briefly, who we are. We are called Eki. Some of the guys think that we are a startup, so that's why I always present it a little bit. What we are. We are basically a software house here from Prague, and we develop mobile apps. This is what we do for a living. We also have office in Berlin, and we are quite big nowadays. We have over 50 team members, and usually we develop mobile apps, but blockchain for us is basically another type of a backend. So that's why we came to contact with it, and then we really lacked some tools that we could use in order to deliver mobile apps as we are used to. So that's how this project came up. Our usual projects are something like this. Now we are working on mobile app for German Parliament, which will be launched in about a month. But lately we have been working on a lot of projects in blockchain, and I believe blockchain is one big word, so there's no competition between each other. So the same thing we do for Ethereum Foundation, we do also for Tezos Commons Foundation, where we are helping them to deliver the developer tools they would need to complete their ecosystem. And we also have one funny app that we have created during a hackathon. And it's a quite typical use case, because as I was here at Monday, the other Plasma Talks have as a use case also rock, paper, scissors app. So it's like typical blockchain app. What we did is that we have created some kind of app where you can bet KIN tokens, which is another currency running partly on Ethereum, partly on Stellar. And this is going to get to Android Store in about 2 weeks. But I guess you are here because of this, which is the project that we get a grant for Ethereum Foundation. And it's basically a set of tools or dev kit to allow smooth development on iOS. So what is it? Before I begin the question, could you raise your hands? Who of you is an iOS developer? All right. And blockchain developers? Okay, so these two groups sometimes overlap, as I've seen, but most common use case is that they don't overlap. So basically, when there is a startup or a company that wants to develop a mobile app that works with Ethereum blockchain, they have iOS developers who never work with blockchain. And for them, parsing with Free.js interface is just nightmare, and understanding how the smart contracts work is basically they don't want to do it, and it's reasonable. That's not like their typical work. On the other side, blockchain developers, they don't know how to create iOS mobile apps. So this is for me something like a motivation to create a dev kit which will help both sides to be able to work on this technology. So what does it consist of? There are basically three sub-projects that it relies on. And the first one is something we call MVVM project template. I will introduce it in another slide. Then there are low-level communication libraries. And there's a code gen, which is the most interesting part, I guess. So the first part, this is something that when we had talks with Ethereum Foundation, they were really excited about it. So we made it a part of the dev kit, but it's not a mandatory to use. Basically, as I told, we are an agency that develops mobile apps, which means we start a new app project about every month. And for this reason, we have internally created some kind of project skeleton template, which helps us to start the projects really quickly, because most of the mobile apps have something in common. And what do they have in common in our case is the architecture. We are big fans of model view model architecture. And this skeleton, we have made it an open source, so it's open sourced on our GitHub. You can see the link down there. And one of the key things is that we don't really like storyboards, so this helps us to define the flow between single single views as a code. And also there are small things like switching between single environments, I mean like stage production and so on. So this is all handled by the project template. I will say that we are not saying that this is the right way how to develop iOS apps, but this is the way that works for us, and you are more welcome to try to use it as well. The motivation, like I said, in our case is that we are able to start a new project really quickly and onboard, for example, new programmers to our tech stack really quickly as well. So it's been open sourced, and you can try it. The second part of the dev kit is something we call low-level communication libraries, and this is usually the dev kit. And we didn't do this part because that was done by another grantee, Etherkit. We just coordinated with them our work, and it was, I think, a very good cooperation. So basically, we built on this tool. What does this tool or library? What does it do? It does all the stuff like handling transactions, so you don't have to parse the Web3.js manually and things like this. It has a wallet in it. So this is like the basics you need in your iOS app in order to communicate with the blockchain. So we call it low-level tools. And what we have done next is that we have created a code generator, as we call it. And this part basically has as an input ABI of Ethereum smart contract, and as output there comes Swift code out of it. So it's basically a generator of Swift code. With this approach, programmers can natively call the functions of the smart contracts from Swift, and the calls are type safe, and it also has all the covers are edge cases like parsing different Ethereum types to Swift types. So basically, from the developer point of view, it's something like an SDK. And this SDK is created custom for each smart contract, which means in this case, if your project has, I don't know, in your team you have iOS developers, and you provide them with a link on this iOS dev kit, then they basically just run it over the existing smart contract, and as an output, they have all the source code they need to communicate with the smart contracts. So the iOS developers in that case don't really need to deeply understand the blockchain, and they also don't need to do the annoying work with parsing all the low-level stuff, because this code gen has of course included as a dependency the Etherkit. And our MVVM template is not a dependency, but you can use it with that, or you don't have to use it with that. It's up to you. So here down is a link on our GitHub of this kit. It's been published last week, but of course feel free to open any issues or discuss with us anything that that you would like. We still plan to of course support it. What's the result of this work? Yesterday we had a small hands-on workshop in our office where we demonstrated that we are able to create a new native Swift iOS app that calls functions in smart contracts under 30 minutes. So that's like really quick start. And we also, on the GitHub, there's an installation guide. And we've also written a blog post where you can see a real step-by-step guide how to create the app. This is more for example, for the blockchain developers, if you are not familiar with iOS. So with this blog post, you are able to build the native app really in 30 minutes if you don't have any more other background. So these are, I think, the promising results that we have. And you are more than welcome to use it. And if you had any questions, I have with me my colleague Marek, who's been working on the project as an iOS developer. So we can either, I don't know if we have time to discuss it here on stage or then off stage, as we will be hanging out here for a while as well. So thank you.